Hello, I'm Lincoln, and you're listening to Lincoln's Conversational Sports Show, a podcast from the Youth Media Center at SLB Radio. Today, I am joined by
Betsy,
Zia,
Matthias,
Christian,
and Jack.
We're 8th grade students from Cornell, and we will be talking about the world of sports. Okay, so our first question is, why do you play the sports that you play? Who wants to go first?
I play the sports that I play because I've been playing them since I was a little kid, and I just find it really fun to play. I play football, basketball, and baseball.
I play basketball and baseball, and I play those sports because I feel like they'll help me in the long run in, like, hand-eye coordination, and they also help me to get to know people.
Nice. Ziad?
I play every sport.
Can you tell us what every sport is?
Basketball, baseball, football, volleyball, hockey, skating. That's it. I want to be good at it.
That's inspirational, Ziad.
I play volleyball and basketball. I play basketball for fun and volleyball because it's entertaining.
I play football, baseball, and basketball. I play them to keep myself busy after school.
Nice, nice. Let's move on to our second question. What is your favorite athlete, and what do you like about them? Matthias, want to kick it off?
My favorite athlete is Luka Doncic. Basketball is my favorite sport, and I like how he approaches the game. And coming from, like, a similar background as me, it really helps to, like, have him to look up to.
Ziad?
Xavier Worthy, Tom Brady, Ronaldo, Messi.
What do you like about them?
I like Xavier Worthy the most because he plays football too much. I want to be a football player.
Okay.
I really don't have a favorite athlete, but as of right now, I'd probably say Anthony Edwards or Bam Adebayo.
I don't really have a favorite athlete because I do not watch sports enough to really know many.
I like if they, like, approach a game differently than everyone, and it's how they play the game and how confident they are on the court, field, whatever it may be.
Jack, want to go?
Like watching athletes sometimes because they're doing stuff, you know, like you couldn't do on your own. You know, just good stuff helping their team.
This is a two-part question. Have you ever had an emotional moment during sports? And please tell us about that moment.
No, I have not, because, like, people cry when they lose championships and stuff. I mean, I just, like, don't really care because I know we're good enough to make it back next year.
Yeah, as Jack said, people get emotional if they lose, like, a big game or moment, but you can take that moment to make you a better player and then overall just be back at it next season in hopes that you can be where you were again and win that important game.
I personally have never had, like, an emotional moment. Sometimes I've gotten angry because they were doing things that they shouldn't have been doing, but overall, I'm not a very emotional person when it comes to sports. I just have to deal with it and move on to the next play or the next inning. The second part is, how did you come back from that moment, or how can people come back from a moment?
You just have to work hard and really focus.
You can never give up on that moment and let it bring you down as a player, because if you let it bring you down, you're just going to overall play worse and not play up to your fullest potential.
Okay, now for my final question. What do you think about our Cornell sports? Like, do you think we have enough sports that people want to participate in and play, and do you think we're good at the sports?
Yes.
This past year, we've added a lot of sports, like middle school girls basketball. We're having a soccer team next year. We plan to do that. We plan to have a golf team, so I like what they're doing on adding sports. And I think we're such a small school, a lot of other schools we play have had more experience with the sports, so we might not be as good as some of them, but in some sports, we definitely do shine.
Just like Matthias said, that this is very true. But another sport I wish we could add is some boys like to play volleyball. We just don't have a men's volleyball team yet, so we kind of need to get one started.
Men's volleyball is, like, right with baseball, so I think more kids would probably want to play baseball.
I would like to play volleyball than baseball, because volleyball is, like, better.
Do you think we have enough or too many sports at Cornell?
No. Like, the only main sports that we have is basketball, baseball, and football, and volleyball girls.
I think they should add a girls soccer team.
I'd love to try golf. I like that sport.
Yeah, I'd love to try golf as well.
Tennis, volleyball are two sports that I want to play because they can really help anyone out and get more people involved.
Well, listeners, that's all the time we have for today. I'm Lincoln, and I'm here with
Betsy,
Zia,
Matthias,
Christian,
and Jack.
Thanks for listening.